And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The flooding aftermath continues at Weber's Falls. That Muskogee County town was underwater for days from the flooding Arkansas River. And Mayor Sandy Wright says just getting basic services restored is proving to be a challenge.
Getting your gas turned back on, and that's going to require pressure tests and things to be done. We will notify everybody to that effect.
People are still dealing with the mud and muck here as well. There are fresh warnings this morning about the water and its smell. The health department is urging everyone to be sure their tetanus shots are up to date.
Tetanus is a bacteria that's just present in the dirt, and we know that there is a lot of dirt and debris that is in the water, and so potential for exposure and potential for injuries really are pretty high.
In some cases, tetanus can lead to death. Meanwhile, more Green Country counties have been added to the federal disaster list. Creek, Osage, Ottawa, Rogers, and Washington were added to the FEMA list over the weekend. Residents at Sand Springs spent their weekend picking up debris from the Case Park on that city's west side. We begin the brand new week with a brand new Miss Oklahoma. 20-year-old Addison Price won the crown over the weekend. She was competing as Miss Tulsa. Governor Stitt convenes a meeting of all state department heads. He's asking for a roadmap on how to make Oklahoma a top 10 state, and he wants everyone on board.
Strategy planning summit to talk about their mission and the vision to get everybody aligned with the vision to be a top 10 state.
Creating such an environment was one of his campaign pledges. A Claremore man is dead in a motorcycle wreck on Route 66. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says 64-year-old Michael Tarvin was killed when his motorcycle collided with a pickup truck. It is over for another year.
Go for it. Have a great time. We'll see you out there. Thank you for being out here, everyone.
The St. Francis Tulsa Tough wrapped up yesterday on Crybaby Hill. The three-day bicycling event is rapidly becoming one of Tulsa's largest annual events. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today, 79 for a high, clear and almost cool tonight, 56 for an overnight low. Right now, fair and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.